Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today with health tips for kids on eyes. Our eyes are pretty amazing. They take light and turn it into vision, taking in all sorts of information about the world around us. Several important parts of the eye are the pupil, those dark circles in the center of your eyes, the iris, which is the colored part, and it can be green or blue or brown. The cornea is the clear part on the front of the eye, and the sclera is the white part of the eye. The conjunctiva is a clear membrane that covers the inside of the eyelid and the white part of the eye. The retina is on the very back of your eye, and a nerve called the optic nerve goes from your retina up to your brain. When your eyes are open, light comes in. It goes through the pupil and through the back of your eye to your retina. Then the retina makes a signal that the optic nerve carries to your brain. Your brain turns that signal into vision. Pretty cool, huh? There are sometimes problems with the eyes, like the light doesn't come in quite the right way and you need glasses. Or you might not be able to see very well or to see at all. Or you might get dry eyes when the air is smoky or polluted or dusty. Allergies can make your eyes itchy and red and you'll want to rub them a lot. Or you might get pink eye, which is when you have germs in your eyes. Yuck and ouch. Pink eye is an infection. When you have it, your eye turns, that's right, pink. Pink eye is also called conjunctivitis because it irritates the conjunctiva, that covering over the inner eyelid and the white part of your eye. If you look at the mirror and your eyes are pink, your parents should take you to the doctor. You might need special medicine. Pink eye is contagious, so don't touch your eyes and don't let anyone else share your towels or your toys. If you're having trouble seeing at school, or if you get a headache when you read or work on a computer, tell your parents. You should get an eye exam because you might need glasses. If your eyes are dry from pollution or allergies, there are two simple natural medicine treatments that you can do to help. One is to use a cold, wet compress. Get a face cloth completely wet with cold water. Wring it out, fold it in half, lie down, and put the cloth over your eyes. If you leave it there for 10 minutes, fresh blood will come into the blood vessels and will soothe your dry and itchy eyes. The second thing you can do is put saline drops in your eyes. Saline is salt and water that is especially made to match your body. You have to get saline that is made just for eyes. Your parents can find it at a pharmacy and can put the saline drops in your eyes several times a day. Remember that it's very important to protect your eyes. Wash your face every single day, and especially when it's dusty or smoky, wash it an extra time so dirt and dust and debris don't fall into your eyes. Wear protective glasses if you're working around things that could fly up and land in your eyes. Never put medicine into your eyes unless your parents tell you to. I hope your eyes stay happy and healthy this year, and that they help you see all sorts of fun things in the world around you. I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.